remember I once took a shower that, my daughter was just old enough that she could, I could take a shower without someone supervising her. So she must have been around two because she wasn't speaking yet. And I took a shower. It was probably less than 5 minutes. And I came out and there were three empty banana peels on the counter. And I mean, there was no one else in the house.
You're like, how did she get on the counter? How did she eat three bananas in under 5 minutes? What, I mean, like, it must have been, that is so funny. Yeah, that is.
And so because children can get into these kinds of things in less than 5 minutes, you can't really leave them alone for long periods of time. And so, you get out of the habit of long periods of exercise.
So how is a busy mom supposed to get in her self-care, her exercise? Well, we're going to introduce you to the idea of exercise snacking, which is doing small bursts of exercise. Hey, 10 push-ups before you head into the bathroom? Sure. 7 minutes? Even better, but just doing a little bit. Next on the Harness the Power of Planning podcast.
Tosh and I like to talk about how, as moms, it's easy to feel burned out with everything that is going on in our lives, our own lives, our children's lives, our family's lives. And that really one of the best ways to avoid burnout is by, and burnout is all about not having enough time, not having enough energy, feeling overwhelmed, feeling tired. And one of the best ways to avoid burnout is to prioritize yourself. And so that's what we talk about a lot. And that's, we've actually written a book on this topic. It's called Rock Your Morning. It's one of our bouquet of books. For those of you listening on the podcast, I'm holding up our books.
Yeah. And like, these are all buzzwords, right? Burnout, self-care, prioritize yourself. It's like, great, awesome, cool, fantastic, sure. But how are you going to do it? How are you going to go ahead and carve out that little time for yourself to prioritize yourself, to go ahead and make sure that some self-care happens? Because it sounds good, and that's the prescription for a lot of things, especially during the pandemic. This became a big buzzword, right? But unless you're finding a way to make the time for that for yourself, how's it going to happen, right? And that's what we're all about. We're helping you create little strategies or big strategies to go ahead and carve out that self-care for yourself. Make sure that prioritization of yourself is happening. If you've hung with us before, you know that we say self-care is healthcare. Mm-hmm. That's like legit the truth, right? Taking care of yourself is an
self-care. The just most consider important. That for a moment. Self-care is healthcare. It's not this optional thing that you do once in a while when you have time. It's something you do daily, and it might not be things that you're thinking of, like taking your supplements is self-care. Setting out your clothes so you don't have to think about it in the morning. That could be self-care. Mm-hmm. Self-care is anything you need to feel physically, emotionally, and mentally taken care of. And that's not us saying that. These are medical doctors saying that.
Researchers, doctors. Yeah, this is not just like, these are not just kind of like, oh, that would be nice. Like,
yeah,
it's actually, yeah, yeah. I have a friend who, she's got a treadmill in her house and she's like, if I don't get on that treadmill, she's like, if I spend a couple of days and I don't get on that treadmill, she's like, it is no bueno for my mental health. I'm like, not everybody, that's not everybody's case, right? But she's known that about herself. And so
I'm the exact same way.
It's a priority.
I'm not working out quite, like I have to get a certain amount of vigorous exercise to feel mentally well. And I've known this about myself for about 20 years. And because, growing up, I was always really active in sports. And then I got to an adult part of my life where I didn't have sports to make me get that activity in. And so that's when I started working out, which we're going to talk about in a second, because our topic today is exercise snacking, right? So that's when I started, quote unquote, working out, which I don't love working out. I would much rather do something like play a sport or go on a hike or something like that. I love all of those things, but exercising for the sake of exercising is not something I like. But then, I've had those experiences where I have not felt like myself. And as soon as I start exercising or making sure that I'm getting some vigorous activity, it shifts and it's noticeable enough that I just like to stay away from that cliff. I'm like, oh, I see that cliff. I'm going to be over here. Because
yeah, for sure. It's good to know this about ourselves. Yes. And to make sure that we make time for it, because life gets urgent. Mm-hmm. These things that pop up in our worlds, whether it's related to kids, elderly parents, or workplace stuff, can often just overtake it because those urgent things seem really, really important. They're urgent, right? And if you haven't had a chance to carve things out for yourself, often you will just kick it to the back because it's, you know, it's much easier to like say, well, I don't have time to work out today, right? Because I've got to get this report in, or I've got to, you know, my kids sick or whatever, right? These are urgent things, but you also have to put in place these moments of self-care. And that is what we're talking, one of the things that we're talking about today. We're talking specifically about exercise. And this is 100% a place that I could use a lot more space around. So well, let's talk about it, Allegra.
Yeah. So I do want to mention just a couple of little things. So if you have a pencil handy, or if you're listening on the podcast, you can stop this and write this down. There's this great article from Prevention Magazine about self-care as healthcare. We coined the term, but they definitely, and they don't say self-care is healthcare, but they talk about it just from the medical perspective of what it includes. And you can get that article at tinyurl.com/preventionsc. I'll also put it in the show notes for today's podcast, so you can also grab it there, but that's definitely worth a read. And I also want to let you know that we put together this wonderful, because you might be thinking, oh, this is just one more thing that I have to do. But we put together, there was this wonderful study out of Ohio State that we read for you, so you don't have to read it, because I don't know how long the official study was. We only read the 60-page report on the study. But we put together a little one-pager cheat sheet that summarizes the study, but then also gives you three little things you can do that add up to 2 minutes of time a day. Science-backed 2-minute daily activity that you can do to help combat burnout. And you can get that at tinyurl.com/BYWD. Stop burnout. So those links will be in the show notes as well. But let's talk about exercise snacking, because, you know, when you become a mom or a caregiver, or maybe you're not a mom or caregiver, but you just are, you don't have the big blocks of time that you used to have. Like, I remember I used to exercise. I used to love attending this 90-minute yoga class, and I would go 3 times a week, 90 minutes. I mean, it's easy to be fit when you're doing 90 minutes 3 times a week. And that was like my minimum exercise. And then you become a parent, and 90-minute blocks of time, especially when they're in that 0 to 5 range. Oh my
God.
Good
luck. Yeah.
I remember I once took a shower that, you know, my daughter was just old enough that she could, you know, I could take a shower without someone supervising her. So she must have been around 2, because she wasn't speaking yet. And I took a shower. It was probably less than 5 minutes. And I came out, and there were 3 empty banana peels on the counter. And I mean, there was no one else in the house.
You're like, how did she get on the counter? How did she eat 3 bananas in under 5 minutes? What? I mean, like, it must have been. That is so funny. Yeah. That is.
And so, because children can get into these kinds of things in less than 5 minutes, you know, you can't really leave them alone for long periods of time. And so, you know, you get out of the habit of long periods of exercise. And now I'm at the point where I'm just not interested in doing 90 minutes. Like, I could probably get in 1 or 2 yoga classes, 90-minute yoga classes a week now that my child's almost 14. But it just does not sound fun to me anymore. Like, it was fun back then. I had fun doing it back then.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just want to either be doing an activity with a friend, because then it's like, that's the thing with yoga class, is you're not talking. So you're just like,
yeah, totally.
So you're just so focused, and that's just not fun for me anymore. Like, I have enough focus time doing other things. For me, my favorite exercise things are, like, every Thursday morning, I do a sunrise hike with a bunch of friends, and that's great because it's social time. So I'm for the podcast, I'm naming off these values, right? So, like, I get to live my value of social time. I get to live my value of being outside, and I get to live my value of, you know, staying optimum health, exercise. I also love playing tennis, but both of these activities take, you know, these 16 to 90 minute blocks of time. And so I get to hike once a week, and I maybe get to play tennis twice a month right now. So it's just not enough exercise. So I have really gotten into this idea of exercise snacking. And the idea of exercise snacking is doing less time, but doing it more frequently. And exercise snacking is also just a great place to start if you're starting with zero exercise. Like, there is an exercise, I don't know if it's called a program, but it's called the Scientific 7-Minute Workout. And it was a really popular thing maybe about a decade ago. You can find, like, if you go on YouTube and you type in 7-Minute Workout, there's a bunch of people that lead you through this workout. You can also get apps for it. And it's just a great thing because health is cumulative, right? Like, if you train for a marathon and run a marathon, but then never do anything else the rest of your life, you're not going to be fit for long periods of time.
Heck no.
Even though that was a ton of training, right? Even though that was a ton of training, like, I once saw a study that said the difference between people who do no exercise and just, like, walk 20 minutes a day, that difference in health was humongous. And the difference between people who walk, like, 20 minutes a day and people who are professional athletes was not as big. Right? So huge.
Right. Right. So from nothing to 20 minutes a day is a huge, like, exponential gap.
Yes.
And then from there to Tom Brady, not as big of a gap.
Not as big as a health gap, Brady. Right? Like, obviously very different in terms of ability to play the sport, but health sure. gap. Not a right. huge health gap. And let me just tell you, right, Natasha and I are turning 50 this year. This becomes even more important as you get older, because my father worked up until he was 85, and he wasn't working a lot, okay? But he got himself up, got dressed, got into the car, drove, did some work, you know, putzed around, whatever. He didn't work a lot. However, from the moment he retired to the moment he passed away was only 3 years. And it was a sharp decline, because he went from whatever small amount of movement he was doing, and he wasn't exercising. He was just moving into the car and out of the car pretty much. His ability to walk, just, like, it was a steep decline, because he just started sitting in front of the television all day long. And so even though he wasn't getting anywhere near 10,000 steps, he probably wasn't even getting near 2,000 steps. That difference between doing nothing and doing 2,000 steps, he lost his ability to walk. And
yeah,
I also...
It's huge. Both my parents, 85 and 82, go to the gym several times a week. My dad is not super mobile, right? He really should be using some kind of cane situation. He refuses to, but he gets himself to the gym and he does what he can, right? Mm-hmm. Which, like, if you saw his workout, you wouldn't be like, wow, that's intense or anything, right? But you would, you know, he does something. And my mom takes a Zumba class, which is literally the cutest thing ever. because, like, you know, she's been doing it now for, like, maybe 6 years or whatever, like five years, I would think. Yeah. And she's like, you know, she's got that hip rotation going and stuff, you know, and I am clear that my dad's got a lot of health issues, a ton. And I'm clear that the fact that he forces himself to go for some kind of walk and go to the gym several times a week, that has really, really helped him, even though his mobility is, you know, very limited in some capacities. Yeah.
Well, it's, and my grandmother helpful. Was fully mobile and living alone until 97. And when her memory was getting bad enough that she had to move in with my mom, she stopped doing whatever limited movement she was doing to, you know, because my grandma didn't drive. So she didn't go long distance, but she would clean her house. She would cook her own food. And because she stopped doing that, my grandma lost her ability to walk also very quickly. So here's the thing. I read this book. It's called Outlive by Peter Attia. If you go to our website, you'll see we have a link to like our favorite books and stuff. You can get that there. And one of the things he says is that if you want to be able to live unassisted at 80, you need to start working on that at in your 40s. Because again, health is cumulative. So the difference between doing nothing and doing the 7-minute workout every single day is huge health benefits. Because this 7-minute workout, let me tell you, you will get your heart pumping, your muscle, you will feel your muscles. It works. Like on the days when I can't get anything else done and I'm like, oh, I need to get in a workout, that's what I do. 7 minutes. It's 7 minutes long. You can do anything for 7 minutes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And she doesn't do Helen, you know, who's a huge fan of the 7-minute workout. She doesn't do the 7-minute workout. She does a 7-minute workout, but it's like it's this one from Canada that has been around forever. And I actually used to know the name of it, but it's a workout that was created for their military. Like, if you can't do anything else, do this. So she, look at Helen Mirren. She's like, I don't exercise a lot, but I've been doing this one thing regularly, which is this exercise snack, but she's been doing it for decades. So 7 minutes a day will impact your health in a major way. And so I actually want to do even more than that. So what I've started doing is when I get up in the morning, so I don't know if you remember me talking about this maybe a few podcasts ago, but I was talking about how this year is the year when I'm really working on opening up my shoulders. And of course, as I talk about that, I have to stretch because my shoulders have gotten so tight in the last 2 years. I can really feel it. And so I have been doing roughly 10 minutes of yoga in the morning. And then 3 days a week, I do a 20-minute, like sort of high intensity weight training sort of thing. And then most nights, so let's say 4 or 5 nights a week, I walk my dog at night. It's a 26-minute walk. I know that because of my Fitbit. And so on the days when I'm doing all three things, I'm getting in a maximum of 56 minutes of exercise, so roughly an hour. But I only do all three times a week. So most days, I'm doing the 10 minutes of yoga in the morning and the 26-minute walk at the end of the day, which I do with a weighted vest. So I wear a 20-pound vest when I'm doing that walk just to get a little more, you know, weight-bearing on my frame. And I have been doing the 26-minute walk regularly now for about 7 months. And I was seeing a really, really good benefit. And then about 6 weeks ago, I started doing the yoga in the morning. And then just 2 weeks ago, I added in the 20-minute hit. So, you know, I've built up to the point where sometimes I'm doing all three. So if you're starting from zero, if the 7-minute workout sounds cool to you, try that out. If you can get in a 20-minute walk, try that out. And then when you feel like you're ready for something more, it might be 5 months from now, it might be a year from now, try adding in another little exercise snack somewhere else in the day, because the science behind exercise snacking is that by spreading out your exercise, you're actually boosting your metabolism for longer. Because there's the cardio benefits and the body benefits that happen while you're exercising, but also your heart rate and your body, your metabolism is actually elevated beyond that exercise. It was so interesting. Yesterday I did that 20-minute HIIT muscle weight exercise. That was my day for that. And I had 67 zone minutes because I had 20 zone minutes from doing the 20 minutes, but then I had an extra 14 that were just kind of the afterburn effect, if you will, where my heart rate was still elevated, but I wasn't exercising. And then, sorry, the other minutes were from my walk that I did. So
And here's the, I mean, the main thing here is like, the main takeaway is that they're snacks, that they're little tiny
right.
snippets that you do during the day. And like Allegra said, you can start small. I recommend going and adopting a dog. And then, because for sure, us getting our COVID dog, our pandemic puppy, helped me get out of the house, right? And so I do a daily walk with my dog too, and that has helped me a lot. I choose a route that has a lot of hills in it just so that I kind of like can get my heart rate going.
Right.
So that helps a ton. And even if like, even if right now, even though 7 minutes to some people is going to sound like that's nothing, and to some people it's going to sound like a lot, right? So just meet yourself where you are. If getting up and doing a minute of jumping jacks is something totally new for you, you know, if 7 minutes is too much of a hump to get over, because for some people it might be, because it's like,
yeah,
okay, 7 minutes and I got to like get into some workout clothes maybe, or find the weights or whatever it is at the workout you're doing. So that might be a little bit of a hurdle for you to get over. You can most likely do jumping jacks or whatever, or run in place in whatever clothing you're in, right? Most yes. likely, you know, if you're not in like, you know, stilettos, but you know, so just, you can find yourself at 60 seconds, right? And just the benefits of the snacks, snacking, and by that, I mean, exercise snacking, not, mm-hmm. not,
yes, like, not you know, food Cheetos, snacking,
mm-hmm. Is just that it, like Allegra said, it helps with your overall metabolism. If you can get this in before you eat, it helps prevent type 2 diabetes. It helps, like there's so many studies that show what the, that it's basically, excuse me, it reduces the risk of early death. by engaging, it says huge, I'm just kind of like going through some statistics here. It says adult men and women from 4 different countries showed a reduced risk of early death by engaging in just 30 minutes per day. But remember, you can spread that out. It doesn't have to be 30 minutes in a chunk, right?
And I think all of us want to, like, if we have the opportunity to live to 80, I don't think anyone says, and I don't want to be able to take care of myself, right? We all imagine if we live to 80, we want it to be a healthy 80. We want yeah. it to be an independent 80.
And if you're in, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
And yeah, so you have to start now. Natasha and I are 10 years late, according to the swim book.
Yeah, we're 10 years late. So, but if you're in our zone, like if you're in this age zone,
yes.
I don't know if you've had this experience, but like all of a sudden in the last few months, I'm like, oh, I need readers. All of a sudden in the last few months, I was like, why does every one of my joints hurt out of nowhere? Right. Like I've always had bad knees. My knees have always been a problem, but all of a sudden I'm like, my hips, my shoulders getting tighter, my hips getting tighter. And I was like, how did this happen? You know, it seemed to have happened overnight. I'm sure that's not the case.
Right.
You know, but man, if you can get out in front of it.
Yes.
Good for you. Or again, if you're quote unquote starting late, by the way, never too late to start.
Never too late.
If you were not in your 40s and you're more in your 50s or even your 60s or if you're in your 30s, hey, good for you. You can meet yourself where you are. And if that means a 5 minute walk, great. If that means a minute of jumping jacks, great. Chances are that minute is going to turn into two, and so forth. So
or start, if you just small, do it-
start, meet yourself where you're at.
And if you just do it, like one of the habit people who we love his book, I don't remember which of the authors it was, but he set up a new habit of doing 10 push-ups every time he went to the bathroom. And he said that he was shocked at how much strength he gained there. I mean, if you think about it, you go to the bathroom a lot. So, you know, you're snacking all day long, you're exercise snacking all day long doing it that way. So, you know,
you know what? I love that idea. I love the idea of, yeah, using
tying it to your bathroom.
Cause I'm somebody who needs to definitely link my habits with other habits, right? I absolutely need to habit stack. Otherwise I will forget the new habit. Even when I put alarms on my phone, like people, you don't understand, like after a couple weeks, it just becomes background noise. And I just, you know, I'm just like, oh, I'll get to it later. You know,
right.
So if I go ahead and link it with another habit, like peeing,
right,
which I'm going to do, right? That's actually awesome. I love that idea. I love that. And there's, that is just a perfect way to integrate this into your day. Cause I'm going to pee. And absolutely I'm going to pee, you know?
Yeah.
Right now I have my stretching stack.
It's going to happen. So might as well, yeah, attach something good to it. And I do want to point out that the 7 minute workout is no weights. You don't need any equipment.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. You don't need any equipment. You need a chair at one point. But awesome. Other than that, so, you need great. No equipment. And yeah. there, again, there's so many on YouTube because this has been around. I looked it up. It's been around now 11 years. On YouTube, you can find it with every style of music. You can find it animated. You can find it with people. You can find a flavor of 7-minute workout that works for you because everyone's done it. Or you can get it as an app. And so it's a great way. But again, if you're just starting with 10 push-ups every time you go to the bathroom or 60 minutes of jumping jacks, the health benefits of nothing to something are huge, 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 yeah. huge. So that's the thing we want you to yeah. hear. And what I want you to hear too about my dad and my grandma's stories is that they had full mobility without even an exercise. They were just moving regularly. So, you know, if you take nothing else away, take away regular movement is so important in order to maintain your mobility. So I'm really excited about the fact that, you know, I noticed major benefits, specifically major benefits with belly fat, with walking my dog with weights. And so I've been doing that now, like I said, about 6 or 7 months. My tight shoulders in 2024, I really noticed my tight shoulders. And I used to have super tight hips before I got pregnant. Actually, I had really tight hips. And then when I got pregnant, I said, I'm going to work on opening up my hips to the point where now my hips are looser than they were before I was pregnant. And that was, you know, 15 years ago. So I know it's possible. I know it's possible. And so even though I'm in this chronic tightness phase, I'm just working on it every day. And I know I'm going to get to the point where it's going to open up. And then one thing I realized about myself is that I just like when it comes to, because I don't enjoy quote unquote exercise, I have to keep it new for myself because then I have at least the newness to engage me. And so what I've decided I'm going to do is there are so many 30-day challenges online. I'm just going to sign up for a new 30-day challenge every 30 days. And so that's why I'm doing these 20-minute HIIT things because it's part of a 30-day challenge. And so I'm going to look for some other 20-minute challenge out there. And that way it'll just give me something new to latch onto because I just seem to need that. My brain needs that. Otherwise I get bored. I'm like, bruh.
So enjoy, start snacking. This is really inspiring. You know me, Allegra, when you come at me with statistics and facts and figures, I'm like, okay, I'm on it. It's a wildly different, like when we first started working together and Allegra was like, hey, 1 minute of planning saves you 10 minutes of doing. I was like, tell me more, right? So the idea that 7 minutes of working out can really make a huge difference for your health, your long-term health. And I love this idea of attaching working out with visiting the bathroom. It's like, I have to put a sign above, like across from my toilets, all of them in the whole house called, you know, drop and give me 20.
There you go. Remind me
to go ahead and do it after every visit to the restroom.
I can't wait to see where you are in a month.
I love it. That's so great.
Wonderful.
And by the way, I'm going to start small, you guys. I'm probably going to take it from the knees. You know what I mean? I'm probably not going to do a full 20 push-ups from my feet, you know?
Yeah, so, that would be impressive.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I probably won't start with that. I'm just saying I'm going to start small, right? Because I want to make it so that I can actually do it. I don't want to make it such a huge leap that I'll do 3 and be like, forget this, you know? So yeah. I'm going to make it doable. So it's doable.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I read one push-up challenge where it was like, okay, what's your baseline? How many can you do? And you can't do any more. And every day, just add one more. That was this one push-up challenge. Yep. So you do it that way.
Great.
So thank you for joining us today. We are here every Thursday at 9:30 a.m. Pacific, 12:30 Eastern. You can catch us wherever you watch social media, or you can listen to the Harness the Power of Podcast, Harness the Power of Planning podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
We'll see you next Thursday. Bye.
Thanks for joining us for the Harness the Power of Planning podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe wherever you listen.